Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with an in-studio guest, Whitney from Jefferson County, CASA, Toys for Kids, and all the things. Hi, Whitney. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you?
Glad to have you in here. Right before she sat down, I said, all right, who are you today? Which hat do you have on? And we're going to focus on CASA, but we'll sprinkle in some Toys for Kids because all that's going to be happening before you know it. So we're glad to have you in here. Thanks for coming by. You guys have a nice event coming up tomorrow, Coffee with CASA at your guys' office. So you're just inviting people over and you're going to just have a little coffee and a little chat with them, huh?
Yeah, basically. So it's a very informal, casual coffee date where we're going to answer questions and just kind of chat. We're not doing a fancy presentation. Anybody can just stop in, 10:45, grab a cup of coffee, answer some questions. Come and go.
Yeah. Starts at 10. You guys are just running that for an hour or, if it bleeds over a little bit, somebody wants to swing by, then sure. But your office is 612 North 12th Street.
Yeah, that's us.
So you can go by the office tomorrow, Coffee with CASA, Jefferson County CASA in Mount Vernon, and get more information basically about CASA. What does CASA do? Whenever you come in, you probably get sick of it, but I always like to remind people what it is and what you guys do.
No, I love talking about CASA. I really genuinely think a lot of people have heard it. Oh, yeah, I know CASA. I went to Men Cooking, but right. They don't know what it is that we do. So CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates, and our advocates are volunteers from the community who we train. They don't require any special training ahead of time. We train them, and they are assigned to a child who's in the foster care system in Jefferson County, and they just kind of follow along, build relationships with them. We get to go to court and speak and kind of be the voice for the child in court, and as well, we also get to be the eyes and the ears for the judge outside of the courtroom and kind of present things to the judge that they might not otherwise get to know about the child.
And I just saw you guys got a whole new batch of advocates in the other day.
We did. That was actually a couple months ago. I was a little late, but definitely wanted to share that because that's exciting. I mean, the only reason why we're not serving 100% of the children of Jefferson County is because we don't have enough advocates. So the more advocates we have, the closer we get. And actually, our flyer for our upcoming training says that we have 97 kids out of about 170. Right now, we're actually more like 80, which is good news. That means we closed some cases successfully. So that's really good news. But they're coming in hand over fist still as we speak. So
it's something that is it's necessary, and it's a good thing for people to get involved with, and it's not a huge time commitment. I think you always say it's like 10 to 20 hours at most.
Yeah, actually more like 5 to 15. It depends on the severity of your case, so I mean realistically it's probably 5-10 hours a month average. You kind of just treat them like they're a friend of the family, like your best friend's kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews, and you just kind of build a relationship like you would with them with a little extra paperwork.
You don't have to have any law experience or anything like that.
Not
so
at all.
You can just be someone who wants to help.
That's right.
So go check them out. CASA of Jefferson County, Illinois on Facebook or Jeffco CASA, CASA.org, JeffcoCASA.org. Mm-hmm. So Coffee with CASA tomorrow at their office, 612 North 12th Street, starts at 10 a.m. And then upcoming, we want to mention it. I'm sure we'll try to have you back in before the end of the month, as we get a little closer. But October is like 2 weeks away, so we might want to mention it now. What do you guys need for your upcoming CASA Golf Scramble that is on Friday, October 4th?
Yeah, so we still have team openings, so we're still looking for some teams. We've got sponsorship opportunities available. We've got like whole sponsors that have signs out and main event sponsors, lunch sponsors, because if you sign up as a team, you get lunch, you get free drinks all day long. All of your fees are paid, your cart and green fees and all that stuff is included in your price. And, of course, it's also benefiting CASA. So we're asking that you take a Friday off of work, please,
twist
take
my arm.
One for the team and come play some golf.
That is on Friday, October 4th. Is that which golf course?
It's going to be at Green Hills.
Green Hills Golf Course in Mount Vernon. So they're still looking for golfers, sponsors, and anything else that you can be involved with. And you can find their flyer. In fact, I think it's the first post on their Facebook page whenever you scroll through.
Awesome.
So that's right up there. You can go check that out. Anything else we need to know about CASA? It wouldn't hurt to mention Toys for Kids. That's coming up before we know it. But anything else CASA related today?
CASA related? I don't think so. I think we kind of touched on everything. We do have a training class that starts October 3rd, which is kind of why we're doing this Coffee with CASA tomorrow. But Yeah, and you do have to be pre-registered to sign up. You can't just kind of show up at the office on October 3rd. So, okay. But you can just reach out with questions.
There you go. JeffcoCasa.org or mm-hmm. find their Facebook page, CASA of Jefferson County, Illinois. And we'll have you in for Toys for Kids related things. Whitney is also in charge of Jefferson County Toys for Kids, which is a program that we have really tried to get involved with a lot the last couple of years. It's such a great mm-hmm. thing. It gives toys back to kids locally, and it's you'd be surprised how many kids who don't have a great Christmas, and you know their parents are trying to do all they can just to pay the bills, and it's hard for them to afford toys. So Toys for Kids is something that helps out with that process. When's the next thing for that we can kind of tease people with?
Sure. So our registrations will start like the first week of November, and we'll start kind of collecting toys and things like that. Also, the first Sunday in November, I think November 3rd, we have the Elks Chicken Dinner. So usually that Elks Chicken Dinner kind of is our big fundraiser for the year, and then it kind of jump starts the season.
There you go. So keep an ear out, keep an eye out for that. We'll have stuff on our community calendar. We'll probably have Whitney back in to talk about that mm-hmm. stuff. But if you want immediate information for CASA of Jefferson County, find them on Facebook or go to their Coffee with CASA tomorrow at 10 a.m. at their office, 612 North 12th Street. Whitney, anything else before we let you get out of here?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, we're glad you came in. Thank you so much. And hopefully people will come out and have some coffee with you. I'll be having coffee right here.
Okay.
You know, but I will be trying
be
to
there in spirit.
I'll be telling people tomorrow to come see you guys.
Perfect.
612 North 12th Street, Coffee with CASA tomorrow in Mount Vernon, and learn more about their upcoming golf scramble on Friday, October 4th. And if you want to get involved with Jefferson County Toys for Kids, you can get a hold of Whitney. They also have a Facebook page for you to check out as well. Whitney, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.